So we've talked about the elements, but you know, it's not going to be that easy because you have to evaluate the credibility of the witnesses that you heard give this testimony. And we talked in voir dire quite a bit about how to evaluate the credibility. And that's not a skill that you leave at the door when you walk into this courtroom or when you go back into that jury room to deliberate. In fact, that's the most important skill you probably carry with you into that jury room. Instruction 1 gives you some of the things that you should look for. The bias, the prejudice of the witness that's testifying, the manner of the witness that's testifying, and the reasonableness of the witness's statements in context with everything else you've heard. So you have to believe what Jane told you. You have to evaluate her credibility. So let's go through that. What is Jane's motivation here to make this up? She didn't have a bad relationship with Josh Simpson. She certainly seemed to enjoy going over to her sister's where he lived. They did that a lot. And quite frankly, when she disclosed what happened, he was no longer in her life. In fact, if you remember Tessa's testimony, Tessa Cruz, Jane's mom, Jane didn't tell until she found out that the defendant and Sarah were getting a divorce. So it's not a motivation to get him out because she's angry at him for some reason. You don't have that here with Jane. For attention, it doesn't fit the little girl you saw testify on that stand. It doesn't fit the circumstances of this case. Because if it did, wouldn't Jane have disclosed when Mom asked that first time? Wasn't that her chance to get some type of attention? But she didn't. And did it appear that she wanted to be up there telling you what happened to her? No, it's not something she wanted to come here and talk about. She didn't do this so that she could be in the spotlight, have everyone watching, listening to her. She told you because that's what happened to her. To be like Ann Potter? One thing is crystal clear here. Jane did not know what happened to Ann Potter until after she told her mom what the defendant did to her. Jane told you that. Jane told you she found out the defendant was in trouble, had been in trouble before for touching Ann, after she told her mom what happened. Tessa Cruz told you that. She told you that she didn't tell Jane what was going on with the defendant in 2006 until after Jane disclosed to her in 2008. In fact, they told all of the kids that the defendant was in Alaska, that he was away working. She had no idea what was going on. Most importantly, Ann Potter told you the same thing. She has not discussed the details of what happened to her with Jane Cruz. Jane didn't do this to be like Ann, because maybe she looks up to Ann. The evidence doesn't fit that theory. And you have to look at the other evidence that supports Jane's story. No one else was in that room. We're not going to have any other witnesses who are going to say, yeah, I saw Josh Simpson, the defendant, touch Jane in the vagina. You never do hear it. So you have to look at the bits of Jane's story that's supported by the other evidence you've heard. Jane testified that this happened when she was 8, and that after it would happen, she didn't really want to go over to Sarah's anymore. Tessa Cruz confirmed this. She said, yeah, there was a time where Jane seemed to be reluctant to go over there, and I would talk to her about it. This is not a case where a mom or anyone tried to create a memory in Jane Cruz. This is a case that really happened. The defendant really did commit the crime of child molestation in the first degree, and the state has proved that to you beyond a reasonable doubt.